people say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Hey, I want to tell you about our new local sponsors. You hear all the corporate sponsors and everything before, during, and after the show. But these people right here are folks in my community that I actually shop with, work with, do something along those lines with, that when they say they want to come on board and be a sponsor of the show, it tickles the hell out of me, and I love them being a part of it. First one I want to tell y'all about is Dolly's Delights. Now, this lady right here not only has dealt with me and all my hard-headed friends when it comes to getting tuxes or fitted for weddings or whatever, she always goes above and beyond. One of my buddies who got married last year, they forgot my shoes. She went somewhere, picked them up for me to make sure that I was looking good and matching everybody else. She also got some great candy and some other stuff in her store. She's got this white trash candy. If you've never ate it, go get it. Go to her store right now and get it. It's awesome. But she goes above and beyond to take care of her customers. And I'm just grateful that she's my friend. I'm grateful she's a sponsor on the show. So y'all do me a favor. Go check out Dolly's Delights. It's on 5122 3rd Avenue in Eastman. The phone number there is 478-231-7237. And tell her that I sent you. If you, I know it's tux and wedding season, you're not going to get a better price or a better person that you have to deal with than her. So go check out Dolly's Delights and tell them that I sent you. Now, a couple days ago, I did a show with Miss Lori from Lori's Dive-In over in Alamo. She brought me and Gracie all types of food, even a keto pizza, a cauliflower pizza. I've never ate anything like that before in my life. And let me tell you, it was banging. The wings were amazing. She does this special mix up with lemon pepper and buffalo, and it's out of this world. Her wings are cooked better than almost any place I've ever been. Let's see, what else did she bring us? She brought us fried Oreos. She brought us fried pickles. The barbecue was awesome. The hamburger was banging. When you go there too, folks, you can go back and listen to the whole episode between me and her. Her staff is awesome. You feel like you're at home. It's just the best little place around. I know whenever we go through Alamo or I'm going down 16, I'm going to divert myself to go get lunch there. Y'all please go check her out. Her phone number is 912-568-1645. It's on Commerce Street over in Alamo. You can't miss it. It's Lori's Dive-In. Go get fed good. Go get treated good. You're not going to get better service from better people anywhere around here. So go check her out now. Let me tell you guys about the baddest insurance agent around these parts, Miss Jenna Carr. She's an alpha insurance agent. She handles home, auto, life, and business. She's located in Macon, Georgia at 3312 Northside Drive, Suite C160. Let me tell you about Miss Jenna. Not only is she just the sweetest, cutest damn thing you ever seen, but she takes care of business like a true professional. I love dealing with her. She's done got me hooked up with life insurance because, let's be honest, I'm going to need it. And every time I've ever dealt with her, a complete pleasure. So, y'all do me a favor now. Give her a call and go look her up on social media. Jenna Carr, Alpha Insurance Agency. And that phone number in Macon is 478-621-7065. Tell her that you need the same package, home, life, auto, all that good stuff that she hooked me up with. This one's a new one. This is a cool new sponsor of our show. DC Trophy Company. Miss Vicky Hardiman, thank you very much for being a sponsor on the show. Let me tell y'all what she made for me. This woman really likes my show. I really dig her. She made me a podcast trophy for having the number one show in Georgia. It also says number one bleep talker. I bleep myself. She's awesome. She can handle all your softball, baseball, football, basketball, all your trophy needs. And the work that she does is top notch. Y'all go check her out right now. She also does awards and everything else for schools, for individuals. She just makes the greatest stuff. And if you even own a business and you want to give employee of the month or anything like that, she can do all that stuff as well. So I want y'all to go check her out now at 5122 3rd Avenue, Eastman, Georgia, 31023. That phone number is 478-231-2364. DC Trophy Company. So recently here at the studio, we had a tornado came through. And when it did, we needed a new roof put on. We needed some work done to it. And the folks at Classic Roofing and Construction, David Mullis and Brad Devane, at 478-832-9229 came and gave me a free estimate, and then they hooked us up. It was an insurance job, and they took care of it right away, but they also handle out-of-pocket. And what's cool about them, they've got 30 years experience. They don't collect a single dime until the whole job is done. They do a full walk around with the homeowner just to make sure that everything is up to the homeowner's standard, and then they collect. I know when we needed them most here at Raising Grace Studios, they did us an amazing job, and I'm glad to have them on board with us. So check out Classic Roofing and Construction now. Give Mr. Brad Devane a call at 478-832-9229. That is Classic Roofing and Construction. You guys want to know where I go to have a good time in Macon when I'm also wanting to get some good food and listen to some good music? I go down to Cashman's Pub at 370 Cherry Street in Macon, Georgia. Every time me and my buddies go there, no matter who it is, they've got a really good band playing. I'll tell y'all this, I love their buffalo chicken wraps. Plus, they have Buffalo Trace, one of the few bars around that carries it. So you're going to get the best drinks, good damn service, with good people. I know that I enjoy it, and all my friends do nothing but brag about it. Every Friday and Saturday, you can catch us there, but also we go there during the week when we get a wild hair. I know I can catch all my Bulldogs games, all my Braves games, and any NFL games there. They're going to have them on the TV. They're going to have drink specials, and it's just going to be a great environment for you to laugh, cut up, have fun with your friends. To me, it's my favorite little spot in Macon. If you don't know about it, go order one of their shot specials and tell them that I sent you. That is Cashman's Pub down on Cherry Street, Macon, Georgia. Phone number 478-219-9703. Y'all go run a bar tab up and tell the bartenders that the Josh Terry Podcast said hey. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. But we are in Nashville recording shows. Y'all know every once in a while I get a post videos on social media asking who y'all would like to have on the show. I just can't keep up with everybody on social media. And y'all tag these next two in several of my posts. And I look their story up and listen to some of Caleb's music. And I'm excited you guys made time to come do the show. I think it's I love everything that y'all post as far as content and stuff goes. You singing to that youngin,
yep,
is the cutest damn thing I've ever seen in my life.
Thanks, man.
How'd y'all get? Well, first off, y'all introduce yourselves to everybody just in case they don't know y'all.
Yeah, so I'm Caleb Austin, musician out of Utah. So I'm just down here recording a few new tunes this weekend, and found out you were going to be here at the same time, so we got lucky.
I'm glad.
Came on
the
show. I'm Cheyenne. I'm just married to Caleb, and
you're not
I'm
just married to me. She's she does everything.
That's what I was
going to
say when I looked at her social media. It looked like she was the boss.
Oh yeah.
A little bit.
You got
a little bit.
You got the right vibe.
So how long have you been, I guess, in music, or is it something that just found you recently?
No, I've been doing it for a while. I picked up a guitar when I was 14 and just started, writing songs and taught myself. For the most part, I had a few lessons from a guy down the road, and then just kind of fell in love with it and started writing, and And when I was in my early 20s, I moved to Nashville for a little bit and wrote a bunch and did a few things here. And then I moved back to Utah for some family reasons. And then, yeah, dude, it's I've been just kind of going ever since. And had to give it up for a while and go get a full-time job. I just had a couple businesses of mine that I was working on went south on me. And so couldn't really do music anymore. And so it was a few years later, she ran up to me and I was in the fridge or something. She's like, hey, sing some Jason Aldean. And I was like, oh, all right, whatever, And she posted that to TikTok, and that was kind of the first, like, oh, maybe that we should try this, you know.
TikTok has made a difference in a lot of people's careers lately.
Yeah.
It really has. It got us to do music full-time together. Our first video, I think it got like 3,700 likes, and then our second video, 80,000 likes, and we're like, oh, well, maybe we kind of have something here. We kind of kept with it, and then he thought of the idea, like, I want to get back to Nashville to record some music, and so
I hadn't written in 5 years, anything, and at best, I was playing an acoustic show at a corner restaurant once a month, and so I had one song that I had written, and I was like, well, let's see if we can get it back to Nashville and record some weird noises going on.
It's okay. I'm just going to holler at them and record it at the same time. Y'all shut the hell up! We have a grown child up there and an even growner child. And they just... just holler at them. And they both just never shut the hell up. That's one's funny. 40 and one's 21 and they just never stop.
High strung.
Yeah. And by the way, Riley and Dave is doing another show with us today. Just figured it'd be good for all of us to bullshit together.
Yeah.
But I love the video. The use, like I said a while ago, the singing to the youngin' is the cutest part. But you having the talent to do it too, that's what makes it like a whole, it rounds it out. Like there's a lot of people that try to do the cute shit with music and cute posts or whatever, and then they don't have the talent or whatever.
Yeah.
And it shows pretty quick. So when I found
thanks.
Yeah, I like it. What y'all just got to do NASCAR here recently too, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to Bristol first in
September,
and then we just barely got back from Vegas. We went with like some influencers and stuff.
Y'all got
like
to
that.
Hang out with Nunley's dumbass, didn't you?
Oh my god, yeah.
Yep.
He is.
I'm sorry.
He is funny as hell.
He's a hoot. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a good time with him.
He's different. He's fun to be around, but he gets on my damn nerves. God, he never stops going at me. But we do it to each other. But we played golf here recently down at the beach, me, him, and Dustin Heron. And he just did not stop talking shit for 18 holes.
Sounds like him.
I wouldn't want to be stuck at a track with him all day either.
He's a hoot. He's fun, though.
We get to going, and like Justin and I text him today because today's his birthday. And I was like, happy birthday, bitch.
I didn't know it was his birthday.
Yeah, it's his birthday.
He called me to wake me up and I expected happy birthday. I didn't know it was his birthday.
Yep, it's his birthday.
But I'll have to give him shit about that.
Yeah.
So what's some of the stuff that y'all got coming up? Like, you got any songs or anything that you are fixing to release?
Yeah, so I've got one in pre-order right now. It's coming out November 22nd.
Yeah.
It's the only slow song that I've released so far. It's real sentimental, It's kind of about the most important things in life at the end of the day, because I got to thinking about making money and getting nicer cars, bigger houses and things. It's all cool and whatever, but
it's nice to have. But at the end of the day, when your time is up, what's most important? All that shit goes away.
Yeah, so it's just memories you make with people around you. So
that's cool. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, it's called Stone.
Stone?
Mm-hmm.
How long have y'all been married?
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was 6 years together
six
for seven.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was thinking like y'all had to be newlyweds.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nope.
Y'all seem like y'all still like each other.
Most days.
Yeah, he can get on my nerves.
Yeah, no, we work well
together. That's a marriage answer.
Yeah.
I think the reason why music has taken off again for me is because we're able to do it together, Self-promotion is tough in general, but having somebody that has your back and is by your side and works as hard, if not harder, than you do every day at what you want, it just makes a big difference.
We literally
need a good support system.
Yeah, we were literally talking about that all day the other day about the person that you're with, if you're in entertainment at all, has to be your biggest supporter. Like, has to make everything easier on you. That's why I think, like, the divorce rate is so high when it comes to being an entertainer at all.
Yeah.
I don't think it's because somebody found somebody better looking or more fun or whatever it is. I think somebody found somebody that was their piece.
Yeah.
Yep.
And actually helped.
Yep.
Yeah, but there's also, like, you know, temptation and stuff like that. So you have to just be, like, loyal to each other. And as long as you have a good support system, it just makes it easy and, you know, stuff
but
like
if you're
that.
In, if you're in, like, the same... Because you doing all the music stuff with me, you understand how where I'm not just leaving you at home all the time.
Yeah, not
and
stuck
going
at home.
Out and,
yeah.
and barely see you, that which is the way it usually
most of
works.
It, yeah.
And so like, that's, yeah. that's what's tough about it. So us
it
being able to do it together has made it all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
I bet it does. I hear people get bitched at every single day about being on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. So I would imagine that's probably, you probably get some good, not just content out of it. Probably like your muse when it comes to writing too, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. I write 90% of my stuff is about her or our relationship or, you know, my family and just the things that have happened over the years and stuff. So
that's cool.
It's been, yeah, definitely.
Hold on a second, I'm gonna pause. Okay, and I'm gonna try to do a better job as a host. Now that we're fired back up, they know how hungover I get anyway. Because I do a lot of either drunk shows or hungover shows.
Hell yeah.
They brought a whole box.
We bought a box.
But one thing that we always try to do with our musicians on the show, as the listener knows already, is we want them to hear some of your music and hear it before it's... I like the raw version of anything, so I love writer's rounds and all that kind of shit. So we'll get you to play a couple and tell a story behind them and, you know, all that kind of stuff and everything too.
Yeah, definitely.
Reason why I paused it, I wanted to make sure that you were comfortable with it instead of me recording and saying it. I didn't want you to be like, nah, I can't do that. And then we have to go back and edit that shit out.
Yeah, no worries, man. The first one I'll play for y'all.
Just make sure you got volume on the guitar.
Is one called Stone. This one is coming out November 22nd, and it's just pretty much about the most important things in life at the end of the day, family and friends and the memories you make with them. Here it is. I've worked double shifts in overtime to pay the bills. Gave up on my dreams when life got real. And through all the blood, sweat, and tears and whiskey, something hits me. Seeing my little boy take his first step. Holding my baby close to me through a thousand windshield sunsets. Packing up that college Chevy and waving him down the road. A few other things that'll matter most when my name is written in stone. It ain't all that cash you saved up in a bank, or that big old wraparound house at the end of the lane. I've been trying to find the answers at the bottom of a drink, and then it hits me. Seeing my little boy take his first step. Holding my baby close to me through a thousand windshield sunsets. It's walking my daughter down the aisle and giving her away. A few other things that'll matter most when my name is written in stone. Seeing
boy take his first steps. And holding my baby close to me through a thousand windshield sunsets. It's buying her roses and opening her doors as we grow gray and old. A few other things that'll matter most. These are the things that'll matter most when my name is written in stone. Written in stone.
Oh, you'll fit in just fine with us.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I see why you married him now.
Yeah.
That's that. I always judge a song if it makes me want to drink or not. That one makes me want to drink.
All
right. That's good. That's a good one.
That's great.
You write that by yourself?
Yep.
That's the kind of shit you need to write by yourself. That's good, man.
And that's like one of the fastest songs he's written.
That's great.
Somebody was telling me recently that it's usually the ones that you write the quickest that come to you the easiest are the best ones.
Yep. What did it take you?
Yeah, for sure.
Just a couple hours.
2 hours, yeah.
Yeah. And normally they take, I don't know, shit.
12 to 15?
Yeah, a lot of time to narrow it down.
For sure. Oh, yeah, there's so much stuff you always just kind of get lost in.
Oh, there's so many directions you
sometimes
could go.
You step away, then come back, and
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it'll be 3 weeks later, you'll be like, damn, I forgot I had that.
Yeah.
Didn't y'all do that this morning?
Yeah.
Y'all found,
Took us, what, 40 minutes? 45 minutes?
Something like that.
That's what I woke up to with my head pounding this morning was them two down here just blaring. At least it was good.
Yeah.
At least it was good. I'd have been real mad if it was shit that was waking me up.
He didn't yell shut up to us, so.
That's a good sign.
Y'all don't get on my fucking nerves. Them women up there, they can stay up there. I hope they don't ever come down right about now.
I'll get you your sound bite in a second, Josh.
Okay, thank you. Yep, by the way, y'all want anything to drink or anything? Should have asked y'all that.
I'm set for now, man. Thanks, Seb.
Do you guys care if I have a beer?
Absolutely not.
There's Miller. There's Michelob.
I'll take a Miller.
We are almost alcoholics around here.
That's okay.
Actually, I guess I'll have one of those too.
Might as well grab it
on the table.
That's usually what we do. I know y'all were like kind of rushed with time and everything today too, and we are now. We bought tickets to go there too.
Mm-hmm.
Was we usually sit around and have a couple of drinks and get the conversation going first.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That's usually what we do.
Yeah.
It's hard to just dive right into one when you don't know somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
we appreciate you having us, man.
Oh, dude, anytime. I'm picky about who we have on the show now because we get to – it's got so big.
Yeah.
To where I can pick and choose. And my favorite thing is musicians, like songwriters. So even like when y'all message me, I had to listen a little bit. You sound better in person, by the way.
Thank you.
You sound a lot better. I like you, which I liked your stuff anyway that I heard.
Yeah.
But you like this raw acoustic. Oh, it sounds good.
Oh, great. Thank you, man.
Too. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So,
to that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Cheers, there it is. There it is. So yeah, play a couple more. We'll sit around and bullshit.
Yeah,
we got
dude.
Plenty of time. We got at least 30 more minutes.
Can I borrow that capo right there?
Thank you.
So, yeah, I mentioned briefly before that I gave up music for a while. You guys, I'm sure you've been after it a little bit. And I've gone out for American Idol and The Voice twice, been told no. And I've had people tell me that I wouldn't make it here, you know.
Or living in Utah.
Or living in Utah
family,
or with a family.
You know?
Just been a lot of roadblocks, you know. And so when things started to take back off and I was able to keep recording, you know, I wanted to write a song about it. One of my favorite artists is Travis Tritt.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's got a song called I'm Gonna Be Somebody that I sing all the time on our live streams. And I wanted to write my own version of that. Like, I'm not giving up. Like, fuck anybody who says we can't do it.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know? If you guys did it, I can do it. Didn't matter what way or what journey we had to take to get there. Like, this is that song to me. So this is called Till the Day I Go. Thank you.
I was raised up by Jesus and Jones. Had to throw a punch, yeah, fighting southpaw. I never took kind of following the rules. I'm a ball cap, blue jean boots, man, and a blast that Chris would do. It's time to now, long running straight for the sun. Loaded up double barrel shotgun, yeah, I got rock and roll running through my blood. I'm just a kid with a guitar singing my song. Say, by the waters of honky tonk, yeah, I'll be riding this road till the day I go. I'm a Coors Light bullet rifle on a Saturday night. And my collar will always be blue, that's alright. Just like a Buckstill stack freight train rolling down the track. I'm a porta coast to it, crank it all the way up. Yeah, never look back. I'm an outlaw running straight for the sun. Loaded up double barrel shotgun. Yeah, I got rock and roll running through my blood. I'm just a kid with a guitar singing my song. Say, by the waters of honky tonk, yeah, I'll be riding this road till the day I go. Double barrel shotgun, yeah, I got rock and roll running through my blood. I'm just a kid with a guitar singing my song. Say, by the waters of honky tonk, yeah, I'll be riding this road till the day I go. Till the day I go.
That line, saved by the waters of a honky tonk.
Yes.
That's a line. Oh, that's thank good.
You. That's gas. That's
yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. How long have you been putting out music now?
What is it coming on? Two years. It'll be 2 years in January. Yeah.
Did TikTok really drive you more to start doing it, or did it push you where like you thought you could really get out there and do it again?
Yeah. Totally, yeah. I had the one song that I first put out was Sound of the South, and I guess I'll play it here in a minute if you want.
Yeah, that's fine. You can play it if you want to.
But that song I had written years ago, and yeah. When everything got going again, we started to live stream on TikTok, and because I didn't have any way to get back
I
to
love
Nashville.
The way you say TikTok.
Do you?
TikTok.
TikTok.
I think it's talk how you say it. So I think I'm going to try to say it from now on.
Never noticed.
I haven't either.
But I guess it's just my southern ears. I guess I'm just picking it up. It's a little bit different. I like it.
Yeah.
It is a little different. TikTok.
But so we started posting on there and going live streaming on there 3 times a week. And so I would go to my regular day job for 10 to 12 hours a day. And then I'd come home. We'd do a video.
Like military schedule.
Feed the kids. Put them to bed.
Do TikToks.
Go live at 8 o'clock. And then I would play as many songs as I needed to raise the money to get back to Nashville to record.
So our campfire family, that's what we call them, they got us back to Nashville to record.
Yeah,
that's
cool. The online group of people that we have on there have been everything for us. It's been their family, really. It's just a big family.
I'm glad that y'all say it that way. I get so irritated with people. I used to work in country radio. And before that, I did stuff on social media. So I've like literally worked on my own for the past 7 years. And people that don't call the people that pay their bills in a matter of sense, like their family and their friends,
yeah.
I hate when somebody says that's a fan.
No.
Oh, I know. I hate that word. I hate that. That shit rubs me so wrong. And I love the people that appreciate the folks that are following them and that keep up with them and treat them like
that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because
well,
we they don't be here without them.
Exactly. I mean, they don't have to.
And
you know,
they're those two right there. They're from TikTok and they're like our besties now.
That's cool. I did Trey Lewis's show Monday when we first got here, and he was even talking about it. Like, there's just so many people that are ungrateful to the folks that are following them and like keeping them, like pushing
them.
You
can't be like that.
Yeah.
You won't make it, you know, you might make it a little ways, but in the end, you know, you won't. Yeah, it's the things that matter, you know, stone, written in stone. So, yeah we're just super grateful
for
everybody.
If I met, you know, or, you know, supported an artist and had listened to their music all my life and then finally met them, I wouldn't want them to think, you know, I was just another number to them. You know, and so for me, it's like, people take the time out of their day to listen to my music, buy my music, be a part of the live stream. Every little piece matters so much because it's just you're trying to build, you know, and you can't build without one piece at a time. And so it's super important to us. And it's been a wild ride over the last 2 years to see how things have developed and the doors that have opened for, you know, from just TikTok, you know.
Yeah.
It's been cool.
Have you, because of your talent as well, but besides for the talent and the following that y'all have you got like any offers or anything?
Nothing like that I would consider taking.
Yeah.
You know,
we've talked to a few record labels, but.
But staying independent is the way to go.
Yeah. I mean, I get to put out the music that I want to put out when I want to put it out. And I have people that love to listen to it. And as long as I can do that and do it for a living, I mean, I'd love to sell out a stadium someday, you know? But
we're not opposed to anything, but it's definitely going to take the right deal.
Yeah,
we're
that's
not
how you
in any
should
rush
be.
To have a mm-hmm. boss. We're not, you know, we get to spend the time with our kids. We get to, you know, do everything that we want. So we're just taking it slow, not rushing into anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that they're discovering off of TikTok, especially right now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're signing the first deal that is thrown at them. And they don't realize how screwed they're getting and how screwed they're going to be forever.
Dude, a lot of the people get benched.
Yeah.
You know, they sign them just to put them, you know, get them out of the road, you know, so.
Yeah.
We were just talking last night. There's a guy, and I'm not going to say his name, even though I probably wouldn't ask him on the show, that blew up because of TikTok. And then he went to go play a riders round for Raised Rowdy, our buddy Nikki T over there. And Nikki's affiliated with like Big Loud and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to play this writer's round, and the dude's shaking before he gets like on stage or whatever. And Nikki's like, "What's wrong? What's going on with you?" And dude's like, "This is the first time I've played in public or whatever." And Nikki was, or the first time I played is how Nikki said it. And the dude was like, or Nikki said to him, "You mean at Live Oak?" He said, "No, like ever." And the dude already had inked a deal because of his following on social media, the streams and downloads and everything. Never played a writer's round before.
Holy cow.
And from what I heard, it was shit.
Oh. That's
rough.
That's where, like, I'm jaded, though, because I get to be around, like, up-and-coming musicians that are really good that you might not know yet, but you will.
Yeah.
And you hear somebody that actually has a good voice like you, or the boy sitting at this table. And you get really pissed off about some of these TikTok folks that have, you know, they're garbage. You know how auto-tuned it is. You know that it has just been produced. And you're like, why is this person getting any attention? And it's just because of their following.
Right.
Yeah.
What's unfortunate about it is that's going to be short-lived because they might be able to be polished up in the studio, but when they're thrown in front of a crowd, that's when it really matters.
There's this guy kicking ass in a wooden chair.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, shit.
Y'all look out.
Yeah, oh, shit. Well, play us some more. We got plenty of time. We got 25 more minutes in the line.
Let's see. I'll do Sound of the South. This is the first song that I recorded when I got back into doing it. I wrote this one probably 8 years ago.
Yeah.
But just recorded and released it 2 years ago.
One bedroom apartment. We didn't have anything. We slept on the
floor for
3 months.
Had nothing. The only thing that I could afford to do was go camping in the back of her truck because I didn't even. The truck that I had was a piece of shit and it had grass in the back all the time because I was a landscaper back in the day. So all that I could afford to do, I had an old Best Buy account, and I would take out $50 Visa gift cards against my Best Buy account to take her on the date. And then that finally ran out, so I had to go do something. But that
y'all
during that
just
phase
the sweetest damn thing ever.
We're this, doing our
this,
best out here.
This is really making me miserable about my love life over here. I have really fucked up somewhere. I don't know where it is.
You'll find it, man. You'll find it.
I should have fucking started playing guitar a long time ago. Good Lord didn't give me any musical talent, though. I would have ruined myself.
Yeah. I'm musically impaired as
this
well.
This is the first one you put out?
This is the first one.
Okay.
Yep, yep.
This is the one that started it all.
Yep. So this one ended up being my first number one single on iTunes.
Yeah.
Which, you know, to me was a big deal. Yeah, and it changed my life and it got me doing music full time again. So, yeah. So here it is.
You said it hit number one on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's big.
That's awesome. That's
big. His very first song that he put out, Our Campfire Family, awesome. Like, went wild.
That's
like,
awesome.
Telling their friends, telling their family, like, you have to pre-order this song. And we had a couple viral videos that just went crazy, just telling our story. That's how this song went number one and how we kind of got going on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Is just telling our story, you know, basically.
Well, I think it really kind of struck a chord with people, because a lot of times people give up on their dreams and just never go back to them, you know. But I gave it up because I wanted to support my family, but then she and TikTok and everybody gave me another chance. And so I think it's inspiring and cool for me to be able to show people there is more than one way to slice a pie. You know, you can just keep chipping away at your dream, and, you know.
If you want it bad enough.
Yeah, either a good dude.
Either just.
I'm going to tell you, you're a good dude.
It's really cool seeing all the organic support, though, too, just behind you. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool.
Yeah, it's been a cool experience. Been really fun to be a part of. So
yeah.
That's that whole "it takes a village" saying,
yeah.
You know,
big time.
Yeah.
I said you'd fit in, but you might be too nice. Yeah, we're a lot of assholes. That's
sorry,
all right.
So am I. It's okay.
It's all good, man.
Caleb is the nice one.
Yeah, it's all right, man. I'll always
very
be
passive.
Nice, but I love you guys.
Yeah, there you go. But,
all right, so here's Sound of the South.
Got a tattoo on the back of my mind. You burned it there last Saturday night. Had a bed in the bed of my truck, moonshine to kill. Made a love like rain on red hot steel. We were getting down all night long with all of them crickets singing little love songs. South Georgia wind running over our skin. Had the radio down on low. Listen to the crib going by real slow. When the sun came around, we were still getting down to the sound of the South. Whoa, sound of the South. Whoa. Buzzing like a firefly, lighting up the midnight sky. I had the stars wrapping us up, and all I could hear was the sound of you whispering in my ear. Getting down all night long with all of them crickets singing little love songs. South Georgia wind running over our skin. Had the radio down on low. Listened to the creek rolling by real slow. When the sun came around, we were still getting down to the sound of the South. Whoa, the sound of the South. Whoa. Sound, sound, sound. Getting down.
down, getting down, down, down to the
RIP Miller Lite.
Dude, that's solid. You got to have something that like a Whitley type song. Like you got to have something slow, sexy song.
I mean Stone is kind of the closest thing that I've got to a slow tune like that, other than my wedding song that I wrote.
Him doing something that's like Earl Thomas Conley, Keith Whitley.
Oh, for sure.
Top that vibe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you murder that shit.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I mean, I would love to.
You don't have anything slow and sexy yet.
No, you need one.
It'll happen.
Yeah, dude.
It's coming. It'll happen. The way he's writing, it's going to happen like tonight.
How long are y'all in town?
Until Saturday.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all get bored for an hour or two, can we sit down and write? We'll write.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do it.
That'll be fun.
Hell yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Do it. Yeah, I could. Every time I picture the perfect song for somebody, and like your voice, yeah, it's one of them. I mean, no offense, but it's panty dropper. It's that Burrow panty dropper song. Like you need that song.
That'd be cool.
Your voice is sexy as fuck. Like that.
Thank you, man.
Not to make it weird. I didn't mean to look you. I honestly didn't mean to look in your eyes.
We made eye contact just then.
I think I just saw into your soul or mine. I don't know. It was
you didn't hold it long for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I think it was two and a half.
We'll say it out. I just made me feel weird. God, I knew I should have started drinking earlier today. I should have got my ass out of bed.
But no, I agree, though, man, because like, I'm just like now just getting back in and being in Utah, just pretty much right by myself, you know? But it'd be cool to write a song while I'm here with y'all.
If y'all ain't got shit to do, we can do it.
Always down the right, bro.
Yeah, I think all we've done since we got here is play music, song ideas, toss them out, just had a good time.
That's cool.
Recorded shows too and everything, but that's mainly what we've done.
So do you come here often to
I have to be up in Nashville at least once a week every month. I don't want to live up here.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own studio and everything in Georgia. But there's just so many good people you get to run across of, record shows with.
Oh, yeah.
I can do all of them through Zoom, but it's just way better in person. Yeah. Plus, I really like Nashville. I have a really good time when I come here. My bank account doesn't, but I do.
No, I hear you.
I love it up here.
I do, too. And that's the biggest reason. Well, we're going to eventually get a place here, but after I move back to Utah because I stayed there for my older two kids. So, they're...
Yeah, he has two older kids from a previous marriage, and so we got to...
They're about 4 or 5 years away, I think, from being able to be old enough to where I can break away a little bit more.
Yeah, see, that's where my studio is called Raising Grace Studio. My daughter's name is Gracie.
Okay.
So, like, I won't move until she gets 18.
Yeah,
so
that's kind of how we are.
Yeah, so Gracie just turned 11 in September, so I'm at least there for 7 more years.
Yeah.
If I make it that long, the way that I live, I take too many pills and drink too much whiskey. I don't know which one comes first anymore. One's to get me going, and one's to, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. That's
awesome. Said you record up here?
Yeah.
Where you record at?
It used to be called Legend Studio. It's a guy named Dan Frizzell.
Okay, I've heard the name.
Yep.
He works with Lee Bryce.
All their stuff. And so... Matter of fact, he was like the only guy that I knew from when I lived here, and so I lost touch with him. He did like one of our songs, like
he helped record like our wedding song, but we like we recorded it kind of in Utah, or and they sent it off to Dan, and
yeah,
y'all did like drop tracks on it or whatever.
Yeah, uh-huh. Something like that. And then yeah.
But yeah, and so he was like the only, I was like, I know one guy in Nashville when I wanted to record Sound of the South. And I'm like, I don't even know. So I Googled his name, searched his old Facebook through the studio. Like, I didn't even think it was going to be his number anymore. So I didn't expect anybody to pick up the phone. And all of a sudden he's like, hello. I'm like, fuck, what do I say?
Yeah, I wasn't prepared.
You know, I'm like, hi, my name's Caleb. I've got a song.
I'd like to record some music.
He's like, okay, what, you know, just kind of asked me a few questions. I'm like, yeah, I want it to kind of sound like this. And ever since then, he's just been like, he knows exactly what I want. I don't have to say anything. He kind of knows my style and the guys to pull into the studio. Super good to work with.
That's
and pro.
Yeah, with a producer like that.
Mm-hmm.
I got lucky because he's the first legit producer that I get, you know, worked with. And
he's just awesome.
Are you already playing rounds up here, like writer's rounds and stuff?
I did back in the day, but okay. I haven't recently.
What are y'all's plans tomorrow morning? Do y'all have any plans
tomorrow morning?
We record at 1 tomorrow.
Okay.
But other than that, we don't have anything set.
Well, tomorrow at 11, we're doing a public show at Live Oak. You know where Live Oak is? On Demumbrian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right next to the Tin Roof.
Yeah.
I used to play next to Tin Roof.
Yeah. So we're doing a live show there tomorrow, and everybody that is going to be with us, like, this is one of our houses. We have another one that's got a bunch of social media personalities, big followings, whatever. We're all doing a group show tomorrow at 11. You ought to come if you can, and because it's a writer's round. Like,
yeah.
We'll take these guys, and we'll have more come out, some other folks, and you just play a song or two, we talk and bullshit in between. It's a lot of folks there. Be a good way if you want to start playing writers rounds and stuff again, because I know Hasten and there's gonna be some other folks there.
Cool.
That always looking to book people for writers rounds up here.
Okay.
If you're trying to get back into that stuff.
Right on, man. Yeah, that sounds good. I appreciate it.
I mean, I know this isn't the most professional setup right now, but we might be a little professional.
It's more professional than ours, so.
I don't need anything more than this right here.
Alcohol on the table and shit.
Well, I don't know. We're just gonna keep fucking stuff up. No reason to have anything nice when we go on the road.
Oh, I'm gonna have a drink now.
Well, I'm gonna take a drink. We ain't stopped taking them yet.
Sally,
that's the problem.
I'm inside that head.
It hurt her a whole lot more than it hurt me.
Well, I tell you what. If you will, then, especially if you think y'all can make it tomorrow, you keep bringing up the wedding song. So, did y'all write your own wedding song?
I did.
You wrote the song that we danced to at our wedding, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, how about we end that way?
Yeah, definitely.
How about we end that way? I want to ask y'all this too. How did y'all meet? By the way,
he was the lead singer in a band at a bar that I worked at. I was
there you
the
go.
Shot girl.
You ain't gotta, I get it.
Super original, right?
Yeah. And we had some mutual friends. The sound guy, I was friends with his wife, and she was a cocktail waitress. And basically, I was like, yo, you better hook me up. And then he was a major cheese ball.
God damn, I have
no game.
Because
I don't like dickheads. So.
I have no games.
And then he was a total cheese ball, and I was sold.
My opening line was, I heard it was your last night. Let me give you a hug.
Yeah, he never spoke two words to me before that. And I'm like, oh my God.
Didn't even know her name, nothing. I'm like, dude.
Okay, we can hang out.
7 years later.
Yeah.
To that.
I'm just fucking horrible at this. I'm that bad. Damn. Well, tell us a little bit about the wedding song, I guess, and then play it, and then we'll get the hell out of here. I'll
right
have
on,
a
man.
Good rest of the day.
Hell
I
yeah.
appreciate y'all coming to hang out.
Well, thank you
thank
guys,
you
man.
Guys
it's
for
been,
having
it's
us.
Been cool.
Tomorrow will be way better. I'll probably still be hungover, but there'll be another 10 people sitting around that they'll do the talking when I can't.
Perfect.
I just can't get going today.
I'm loving it.
I've had a good time, so I appreciate it.
Well, on my end, it's where in my head it's like, you're way better than just sitting here stuttering over your words or like thinking – like that. That's the prime fucking example. The words aren't coming out today. Nothing's fucking firing in my head, and it's pissing me off at myself. The rest of it was great. Yeah, so tell us about
That's
it.
Awesome.
Play this one, then we'll get the hell on.
Yeah, man. So I wrote this for us to dance to at our wedding.
Tell them how long we actually dance for. We're actually pretty nervous people if there's a crowd. Well, not him up on stage, but like if people are just watching us.
Like if I'm hired to do something, that's different. But if, you know, I don't know. I just don't like to be just.
I don't like being in
the center of attention.
He wrote and paid for this song to be recorded, and it's great. We danced for for probably less than 30 seconds. We're like, okay, cut it. We're done.
Did you get the picture?
Yeah. Did you get it? Yeah, all right, we're done.
That's all we need.
Did you hear it beforehand?
Before the wedding? Yeah, okay. I think I did.
Yeah. I pretty much just wrote it kind of about our relationship, you know, the way that I would just get up super early and head off to work, and she would always get up with me too, and she's been with me every step of the way. I mean, harder worker than
I really don't like y'all. This is really pissing me off. Y'all are so adorable.
Thank you.
Oh, man. So, yeah, this is called Then Came You. So, here it is.
Yeah, he's like, God damn it.
It's already like,
then came you. I love when somebody finds a way to say something that's been said 1,000 times completely different.
Dude, he's notorious for that.
Yeah, yep. Then came you.
If I can find the right tune there.
Head to work on Monday morning. You get up before the dawn. Hand me a fresh cup of coffee. Give me a kiss and then I'm gone. But on my way, I'm dying inside. Gotta go all day without holding you tight. But you'll never sleep alone again. I'll be right there loving you when every night comes to an end. Yeah, I used to live high up on a stool and have heart-to-hearts in bars to see the hard times through. I can't recount all the stupid things I do. I was lost and a lonely fool. Then came you, yeah. Then came you. You're the perfect combination. Young, wild, and heaven sent. If I was a fire, you'd be my kerosene. Every bit of the better half of me. There ain't no doubt I got a burning inside. It's the kind of flame that ain't never gonna die. 'Cause you'll never alone again. I'll be right there loving you when every night comes to an end. Yeah, I used to live high up on a stool and have parked hearts in bars to see the hard times through. I can't recount all the stupid things I do. I was lost and a lonely fool. You're the perfect combination of young, wild, and heaven sent.
I was right about you doing the slow shit. That's your wheelhouse.
Yeah. Thank you.
Dude, that's smooth.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You saved the best for last on purpose?
Yeah. The other ones are good, but that one's smooth. That was just perfect.
Oh, they're great, but that one, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just,
tell with, like, your voice that just fits you so much.
Oh, thank you, man. No, that one was...
a lot more meaningful.
Yeah. Now, I like those songs, like, but a lot of times they're harder to, like I don't know, like...
Promote social media, yeah.
Well, one of the things...
But that one took off on Instagram, like...
Well, I don't know if y'all know who Bobby Pinson
is. He's finna take off everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere the way
Bobby Pinson is he's a huge songwriter, a lot of number ones, all this kind of stuff. He works with Seagale. Isn't it Seagale?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we went to, Seagale Studios. He does what Chris Stapleton used to do for them. And anyway, so we went to the show with him beginning of August, and he said something that it just makes the most sense. And I try to tell like every single songwriter that I meet is that he says you have to write one great song before you write a lot of good ones to get noticed.
Yeah.
So like something like that, it might not have took off on social media the way the other ones did, but that's a great song.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah. That's the one that if somebody's going to notice you, that's, I guess, in this field or whatever, that's the one that's going to get you noticed the most. It might not get you the most followers, but they're going to realize how talented you are by that one.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because that one, like, I hardly ever play that song live just because it isn't all that popular, you know?
That's the one that's going to hit them.
I hardly ever sing that song for anybody. But, that, in fact, that's the first time I've sang that song in probably about a year.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Sing that motherfucker more.
Yeah. I will now.
I mean, I guess we talk about it a lot, but making the folks that follow us happy does matter. But you got to pick, like, do you want the legacy of being a musician or do you want to just get followers? Because the people the people who want to be in the business, you get folks that mess up, in my opinion, and they just start catering to their music to the people that are following them. And that's not bad, but at the same time, you got to stay original. You got to do what you love and what fits you the best.
Yeah, right. And I think for the most part, that's what he does. Like, all of the music, that's kind of like why, for the most part, he writes by himself, because he can relate to it. And so when he's singing it live, you know, he can really get into it and the crowd can kind of feel that vibe from him too. So I feel like that's most of the songs that you put out as well.
Yeah, I definitely try to connect, you know, with every single song, like every songwriter does, right? Yeah. It's our job to.
Well, you just gave me a good idea. I just texted them at the same time off of that song. You gave me what I think is a good idea. And if we write it, you got to write it with us.
Oh, my God.
Right on.
So yeah, I'm not going to say what the idea on here, because you'll get some Nashville stealing sons of bitches. They'll take it.
We might have heard about one time or two.
Yeah, no shit. We won't bring up Mr. Timpenny.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, song stealing son of a bitch.
Hey, Dustin, would you?
Dustin Heron, please come to the room. Dustin Heron.
Your shower is ready. Yeah. Oh, that's at the truck stop. My bad.
He's still walking around in little tidy whities somewhere. Yeah. Whatever the hell them little undies that he wears is. Y'all have no idea what we're talking about, and I'll tell you in just a second. But anyway, thank both of y'all. Y'all come out tomorrow
morning. Absolutely. Whatever.
Thanks for having us.
You get to meet some good people. And y'all already big on social media anyway. Everybody that's going to be there is big on social media. It's a cross branding.
Cool.
Always good. But anyway. All right, well, drop your social media handles, both of y'all, real fast, just in case that they don't follow you and they listen to me. I want to make sure they follow you and go download all your music.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's Caleb Austin Music, Caleb with a K, on everything.
And mine is Shy Shy Jones, C-H-Y-C-H-Y Jones.
All right, folks. Well, thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. We will catch you tomorrow at Live Oak.
Thank you.